Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Nobody,
and Chris. Phones are open for you. We were talking about the library situation, lbry.com, the open source media sharing protocol that is worth looking into. If you're interested in internet freedoms and open source projects, worth your time, this is definitely one of them. You ought to check it out. You know it's worth your time because the federal government is trying to stop it.
Oh, yeah.
They're pulling out all the stops with a major attack by the Securities and Exchange Commission, costing library millions of dollars just to hire lawyers to defend them in federal court. Chris, you were just kind of giving us a rundown of what you experienced last week in front of the civil court there, where Library, the company that's sort of creating Library, but they don't own it because it's just an open source project, that they're being attacked. They're being accused of being a security or the library token that is the sort of the fuel, the token that operates the system. They're claiming, the SEC is claiming that's a security, and library is saying, no, it's not. It's just a utility token. It's useful. It's a thing that you use to buy things on the platform.
It was kind of interesting because the judge was kind of going back and forth and trying to understand it because there's effectively, the judge is assuming that a startup has a business model, and he's trying to understand the value in library, the company, versus library, the credits. And, you know, here's the thing. So library doesn't necessarily, like any startup, they don't necessarily have value sort of being generated yet there, or a business model for that matter. Mm-hmm. However,
well, they're definitely generating value,
or even a plan,
because people are able to go on the internet and use their platform to look at videos.
And more people are doing. He's talking about an investor value.
Oh yeah, I don't see what that would be.
Yeah. So, and here's the thing,
because Odyssey is separate, by the way, just to be clear. Right. We talk a lot about the Odyssey platform,
which runs on Library.
Odyssey was created sort of by Library, but then they spun it off into its own company, and well, so it's not even
also kind of confusing because there's Library the foundation and Library the company.
The company, yeah.
So that's also making it very confusing,
right?
So.
And who was sued?
That's normal. Was it the NRA the same way?
Was it the foundation or the company that
the
got
company,
sued?
The company. The foundation put in a friend of the court.
They tried to join
or something
it, right?
like that.
They motioned to intervene.
And it was denied, which wasn't really too surprising to me anyway.
Yeah.
I forget why, the technical details of why that is, but I've seen other cases like that and more piracy sort of type cases, but involving copyright, but peer-to-peer type stuff. But anyway. So
what else do we need to know about this case? You said they agreed on the facts of the case. So this is really just going to come down to a question of whether or not the law will apply, which is to say, does this token pass the quote-unquote Howey test, I believe, is one of the tests for whether or not, if it passes this test, then it's a security. And if it doesn't pass...
That's the part that's not clear at all, because it doesn't match up perfectly. That's one of the tests it doesn't match up perfectly with.
That's because securities law wasn't designed to deal with cryptocurrencies.
It doesn't fall afoul of their any of this any of these tests, because it's something different. It's something unique. It's something new. But basically, I think I kind of want to talk about the business model. The business model is sort of the thing that is like the judges going on and thinking about, you know, whether or not it's a security. And it's interesting because he was assuming sort of that Like, you at least, even if a business isn't making any money yet, you have some sort of business model. But that's actually not the case in the tech world. In the tech world, often the business models aren't figured out until they have a large user base. Mm-hmm. So, and I wish I was the lawyer, because I would have, for the defense, because I would have been like, well, hold on, judge. What you don't understand is that, yes, the company, right, its only objective in the early stages of a startup is to, in this type of startup, is to generate users. So here the lawyer's talking about how, you know, they're trying to increase users, but he's not really making clear that, no, there isn't a business model yet, but there are business models that will likely be applied down the road, mm-hmm. even though they haven't picked one yet. Hmm. And the example of
Twitter
this
Twitter still doesn't have a business model.
Exactly. But,
and it's been more than a decade.
Except chilling for the feds.
Typically, library or a business like library would likely have things, the business models they would likely use are things like advertising, for example, on Odyssey. Okay? So they would sell advertising, right? That's likely. And they eventually, the lawyer did eventually say that, but here's the thing. It's not something, it sounded like he hadn't actually talked to his client about that,
mm-hmm.
because, like, why would you, right? What does their business model have to do with anything? And so eventually, you know, I think, I don't know if it was Jeremy or it was the other gentleman with him, but one of them did say something to the lawyer, kind of snuck up and said something to the lawyer, and the lawyer eventually did say advertising and I think something else, right? But it was sort of like, it was kind of weird because it was like, there was a long conversation about this, and it was only like a few minutes later that was, you know, it was stated that that is their business model or would be their business model at some point in the future. Mm-hmm. From the sounds of it, there is no advertising yet, but that is sort of the talk. But it's also kind of interesting because
they're doing that on Odyssey.
Why should you be forced to reveal what your future business model is?
That's not good.
Right. Like, that seems like your secret sauce, you know, potentially. Mm-hmm. And here, you know, because they're being put forth before the court in public, in a public trial, or hearing, I guess, they're being forced to reveal in order for this judge to understand, like, why it isn't a security.
Hmm.
Anyway, so that's basically that was the gist, a good portion of the gist of what was going on in that.
So the judge had said that it could be another month or two before he makes a ruling?
60 days, I believe it was, specifically.
And he will either basically rule in one side's favor or the other, and or it could go to a full trial later on. It's one way or the other.
Yeah, so he'll have to rule as to whether or not to throw this out or not, and if it doesn't get thrown out, then it's going to go to trial, it sounds like. So,
yep. And we'll keep an eye on it as this develops, because, again, this is a big case. If they rule in favor of the SEC, it would be a simple matter for them to go after any single cryptocurrency out there that is based in the United States, basically.
Yeah.
Any corporation that created something inside the U.S., whether or not they have control over it, like Library Corporation cannot control the library tokens.
Yep. This was also, to be clear, for those who haven't really been following this, because it hasn't really been that public, this was the first hearing, the public hearing
ever
on this.
Oh,
ever.
Wow.
So,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So,
all just been motions prior to this. Okay.
Yeah. This is the first public hearing that anybody could attend, and there was a small but good turnout of, you know, maybe half a dozen people.
Not bad.
We
can do better.
Considering that it wasn't advertised at all, basically. That's not bad. So, yeah.
We'll keep you in the loop as it develops. Let's go to your phone calls here. Tom's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, something about the price of gasoline I want to bring up here, especially anybody whose car or whose vehicle requires mid-grade gasoline.
Mm.
Okay.
Whose car requires mid-grade?
Yeah, I've only ever seen premium and regular.
Well, there's regular, which is 87 octane.
Yeah.
Mid-grade is 89, and premium, which is 93.
Okay.
Now, the thing is, 89 is closer to 87 than it is to 93,
mm-hmm.
okay, on a number line. But the price of 89 octane is a lot closer to the price of 93 octane than it is to the 87 octane. So, well, 3 times 89, like 3 gallons of 89 is a total of, let's just say, 267. Well, 93 plus 2 gallons of 87, it adds up to 267, the same thing. So You know, like you buy 1 gallon.
You're losing me with the numbers here, Tom.
What I'm getting at is 1 gallon of 93 octane and 2 gallons of regular, you save money. You still can splash it together and make 89 octane.
Okay, there you go. There's a buying tip there from Tom on your gas pumps for those of you that are looking to, I guess, spend more than the cheap stuff.
But if a chicken and a half can lay an egg and a half in a day and a half, how long would it take a grasshopper with a wooden leg to take off the
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. We'll be right back.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We were talking about the library case where the federal government is going after the world's premier decentralized YouTube alternative. Because YouTube is a centrally controlled, centrally managed, mega corporate, big tech corporation that, of course, everybody knows about YouTube. And, of course, it's been getting worse with its censorship and its crackdowns over the years. And they've got a new thing they're going to be cracking down on. We'll tell you about that coming up here in a moment. It's Ian, Nobody, and Chris in the studio. But first, we go to Sarah. She's on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, go ahead.
Oh, yes. We have a homeless shelter like 10 miles out of town. It used to be a formal jail. And then the homeless people do not want to go stay there. So we're going to build that so-called Gateway Center. But it's going to be very well, kind of like they have to have a purpose of why they're there. Hmm. So they're sober, and so they're going to have a
case manager. Does it's cold outside count as a purpose?
Well, I think I've been talking to the mayor's liaisons, and then they're telling me that they have to be looking for a house, they have to be working with a social worker, that they have to be sober and clean, but they'll all be getting their own room, which sounds good, and which that people will, homeless people that want to get help will get help, and it sounds like it's going to be way better than what we got going now. You know, the jail with no washing machine, there's no washer and dryer hookup. There's no kitchen. This used to be a hospital, so it does have a cafeteria. You could cook meals. Even if it's beans and rice, it could be a hot meal.
I don't
meal.
Have any of that stuff either, and I pay rent.
So, Sarah, are you just calling to brag about the new homeless facility that taxpayers are going to be on the hook for? I presume this is a government facility, right?
The bragging, you know, I just want to shed the light. When the outreaches go out and say, we got a homeless shelter, we got a bed for you, you know what they tell them? It's like, are you going to stay there? Why don't you stay there? Well, if you're not going to stay there, why are you telling us to go stay there? Why don't you sleep on that prison bunk bed and fall off 4.5 feet and crack your head? You know, that's what they got for them, with no ladders. You know, it used to be a formal jail, and if you wash a pair of socks, you have to hide it, hope that they don't find that. You wash it in the shower because it throw you out.
Why do you have to hide your socks?
Because you're not allowed to wash any kind of clothes.
At the current facility, you're saying there's a prohibition on washing things because there's there's no washing machine.
No washing machines. So then...
That's perfect government thinking. If you don't have a washing machine, we have to actively prevent you from washing anything because you don't have a licensed machine to wash things for.
That is crazy.
It is crazy. And then they always check the temperature when you get for COVID, and they want it to sanitize, but nobody's allowed to wash their clothes. And people do wash their clothes out in the shower, but if you...
So you think, just to clarify something...
Well, I appreciate they're washing their clothes. I think that's a good plan.
You think that this government agency that is running the current jail that... Or sorry, not jail, the homeless shelter that used to be a jail.
Same thing.
Used to be a jail, now it's a homeless shelter that you think is so bad, you think they're going to do a better... The same people are going to do a better job at running the new facility that just happened to used to be a hospital instead of used to be a jail.
Well, I feel that it will be better because supposedly they're supposed to have their own room.
But it is the same people running it, right? It's the same company or the same organization, the same governmental organization that's going to be running it.
But it is the same people, but what they're doing is they want to modify why They're looking to take
what they want is more money. That's what they want, Sarah. This is a bureaucracy, so they want to expand their bureaucracy. They want to hire more bureaucrats. They want to have more facilities that they're in charge of. They want to have more people underneath them. They want to have more power. They want to have bigger budgets. And the very same people who are telling people they can't do X, Y, and Z that you think is so bad, they're going to be coming up with the same stupid, you know, similar rules, but similarly stupid rules for the new facility. But they might have a washing
machine. Because no matter how much money you give to the government, they still won't have any common damn sense.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. They don't have to because they keep getting funded no matter how bad they do it.
And common sense would be a detriment
the reason
in their business.
The reason
they'd end up finding simple ways to do things, and they wouldn't be able to employ as many of their cousins and brothers-in-law.
The reason you have to fund it is because they won't let us build a homeless shelter independent of the government through charity.
You can do that here in New Hampshire. You could probably do it
100 nights.
Yes, but it's highly regulated, and 100 nights has all sorts of problems, you know, doing their thing because they will only let them build in certain places, and voted on. Yeah. And anyway, if they let them build...
Yeah, that's true.
It wouldn't be coming from our tax dollars.
Actually, interesting.
And for that matter, if you had just let people build, there wouldn't be so many homeless people in the world. Because, you know, when you say you've got to have, you know, a big picture window in every damn room or whatever your local housing codes housing codes say, well, that increases the expense of housing, and economics, an important thing to consider is always the marginal case. The marginal case is the guy who has a home now, but if you jack the price $100, he won't.
But nobody, don't you want to be safe? Don't you want to make sure those homeless people are safe?
No, I have I want to be safe from the damn government is what I want.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously the homeless whatever agency in New Mexico doesn't care because they're putting these people in an old jail. As Sarah points out, they're putting them on old jail bunks where you roll off that top bunk, it's a long way down to the hard concrete floor there.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not a safe place at all, but that's what they got. And you can't sue them over it.
Yeah. And they don't have to follow the housing, the
codes.
The building codes.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's funny. They won't let them build homeless shelters not to code, or at least unless it's the government, right?
Yeah, that's right. YouTube. Now saying,
or a crony. If you're tied in with the government, if you bribe them enough.
Yeah. It's like, you know, not to code, a homeless shelter could be built safer, but not to code, cheaper. But they won't let you do that. And instead, they force people into a more dangerous situation where they don't have to comply with code but because it's government. Yeah.
I mean, if they didn't monopolize all the unowned land, which they do, and they didn't enforce building codes, you could just take a piece of land, pitch a tent, build a shack. Live in the shack,
tiny homes.
Build a cabin.
But now if you build a shack on land, even where you have permission to be, sometimes the city will come in and force you to shut down. They did that here in Keene.
I don't think that's...
Even on land you own, it happens
on
state rep.
That's not even sometimes. That's often. That's more often than not.
All right, we got more coming up here. The YouTube, their latest crackdown might not be on what you're expecting.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats have passed a bill in the House banning what they're calling military assault-style weapons. New York Democrat Jerry Nadler calls assault weapons a weapon of choice in deadly mass shootings. Meanwhile, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan believes Democrats are coming for your guns.
They don't care about that fundamental liberty law-abiding citizens in this country enjoy. And they're coming for your firearms.
The bill faces long odds in a 50-50 Senate. Federal health officials are stockpiling over 170 million doses of new COVID vaccines that target the Omicron variant. That's about two-thirds Pfizer and the rest Moderna, just in time for a fall booster campaign. The new vaccines do still have to be authorized by the FDA and cleared by the CDC. This is USA Radio News. Flooding is causing havoc in Kentucky.
Mudslides, swollen rivers, downed trees, and homes being washed away. Monsoonal moisture stretching across the country Thursday night brought Kentucky pain and suffering. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
This is an ongoing disaster that continues to put people in danger. Our death toll is growing, and a lot of families out there have lost absolutely everything.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Herschel Walker is bringing some big-time political firepower to his bid to win a U.S. Senate seat in Georgia. The Republican speaking alongside former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich at an event near Atlanta.
I think this is probably the most important Senate race in the country because I think Herschel Walker will do more to change and energize the Senate than any other candidate I know of.
One of the many races people are watching in a 50-50 Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open here. You can join us. Number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Freedom's Phoenix. It is your source for all news, economic, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. You can get today's headlines all in one place and from a fresh libertarian perspective over at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. So, YouTube, they have been getting worse as a platform over the years. There was a time when it was the glory days of YouTube, and it was this...
Oh, they rocked. You could just believe things and say them.
Right, it was like a decade
before you before Google bought them?
Yeah.
Sometime around there, yeah. There was glory days when anybody could kind of express themselves there and create their own brand and get their following. And then in recent years, if you didn't do what YouTube wanted you to do, you're done. They cut your channel. They demonetize you. They would maybe keep your channel there, but then don't put you in the search results and essentially ghost, you know, you're basically like a ghost channel or whatever. There's been
Shadow
ban. Shadow ban. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. There have been all these nasty tricks. And then, of course, during COVID, they started banning people for quote-unquote misinformation.
Which nearly always turned out to be true.
Yes, later on, even the mainstream media admitted some of the so-called misinformation was the actual truth. But nonetheless,
it was funny when they flipped it around, too, and they started blocking the other side of it. And then,
did they do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they blocked one side, and then they flipped their position, and then they blocked the other side.
Oh, speaking of which, if you haven't noticed, there's athletes dropping dead all over the country.
Young athletes.
No apparent reason. So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah, I mean, we're probably going to get banned for just even having this discussion. Our channel has received multiple strikes in the last 2 years for various different quote-unquote medical misinformation, and that's just for having discussions about alternatives and other theories or viewpoints on this government mandates that have been shoved down people's throats.
Well, we should give them some good medical information then. YouTube, it's unhealthy to keep your cranium in your rectum.
Well, they're not getting any better. Now YouTube last week said they're cracking down on videos containing what they call abortion misinformation and will take down videos deemed unsafe. Quote, today, they say, starting today and ramping up over the next few weeks, we will remove content that provides instructions for unsafe abortion methods or promotes false claims about abortion safety under our medical misinformation policies, they said in a tweet.
So does it seem to you like they're continuing to let the DNC decide what can be said there? Or are they switching over to the RNC?
I am a little confused. They're saying you can't use the hanger method to have an abortion.
I'm guessing
anymore.
That would be considered medical misinformation, whatever is not the officially accepted
method.
Which is go to a doctor and, you know, whatever the hell they
do. But you can't go to a doctor anymore because they changed the law, right, federally?
So,
or the Supreme Court?
The Supreme Court got rid of Roe versus Wade recently, which means that it's up to the states to decide what is and what is not legal as far as abortion. So it almost sounds like they're going with the RNC on this one.
It does. It does.
Yeah, it is interesting. I would... It's strange.
YouTube's parent company, Google's, come under fire in recent months after a group of lawmakers, by the way, this is from CNBC, I don't know if I mentioned that, began urging the company to clamp down on search results that allegedly steer people looking for abortion services to crisis pregnancy centers opposing abortion. Google announced earlier this month it will work to quickly delete location history for people going to abortion sites and other medical sites following the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe versus Wade. YouTube said Thursday, quote, like all of our policies on health/medical topics, we rely on published guidance from health authorities. We prioritize connecting people to content from authoritative sources on health topics.
They love the argument from authority.
They sure do. And we continuously review our policies and products as real-world events unfold. So unless your viewpoint is the official one, it does not belong on YouTube.
So here's a question. If you link
to... you're not allowed to question things.
The science is settled.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
If you say, I don't know, link to a European Union authoritative source.
Oh, that's okay.
That's okay? Well, what happens if you link to the U.S. one and the U.S. one contradicts the European?
They would never do that.
Most of the governments of the world do march in lockstep, pretty much.
The company said they're also launching an information panel to provide, quote, viewers with context and information from local and global health authorities.
Wow, you can get information from the same morons who lied to you about COVID for 2 years.
Don't worry, they're telling you the truth this time.
Oh, I've heard that lunatic in New Zealand is now the only source for truth in New Zealand.
Yes, Jacinda Ardern, I think is her name. We played that clip a few nights ago on the show. The sole source for truth. Literally what this woman is saying.
She actually said it?
Yeah, the government is your only source for truth.
Oh, I want
to go to the Ministry of Truth.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't call it that. Honestly, they do have multiple ministries of fill in the blank.
You know, well, of course, that's how the Ministry of Truth is named. They've always done it that way in British and British-ish countries.
Mm-hmm. Homeland Security, that's another one that I'm like, it's right out of a fiction, like a 1984 fiction novel type of dystopia.
The 1984 wasn't fiction, it was prophecy.
Fair enough.
Good.
So that's the update there. That's their latest crackdown that's coming from YouTube. I just thought that was an interesting update. because it's not going to get better on that platform. So if you're still on YouTube, you really need to get over to Library and Odyssey. And the nice thing about Library and Odyssey is they make it really easy. So if you already have a YouTube channel, when you sign up over at Odyssey, go to Odyssey. You can easily access it through video.freetalklive.com. And when you create your account, there's just a little checkbox that says that you have a YouTube account and you want to ingest or, you know, copy over basically all of your YouTube videos to the Odyssey and Library platform. And then it just does it automatically for you, and then all of your videos from YouTube, or it takes, depending on how many videos you have, it takes some number of hours or a day or whatever, but it'll be there.
Which means when YouTube decides that you're not politically correct and deletes your channel, all of your work will not go up in smoke.
Speaking of which, have you guys noticed that Odyssey has gotten better and works, like, way smoother than
they've upgraded their servers?
Yeah.
It is a centralized site, so they on the back end, they do still rely on Library if there are failures with their centralized servers. So they're still technically connected to Library, but in order for speed of service, they do have central data repositories.
Yeah.
Speaking of data and repositories, safe deposit boxes, we teased this one earlier. The FBI raided some vaults last year, a private business. It's called U.S. Private Vaults, based in Beverly Hills, and they sell safe deposit boxes. The FBI raided them to seize those boxes and assets belonging to hundreds of people who were never suspected of having committed crimes. And now prosecutors are trying to keep the public in the dark about why this effort was undertaken in the first place and are offering little justification for why the secrecy is necessary.
We wanted and we took it. What's so hard to understand?
Attorneys representing the victims of the raid say the depositions could contain important information about how and why the FBI decided to seize and catalog the private belongings of their customers at U.S. private vaults, and they asked the federal judge handling the case to allow transcripts of those depositions in question, including one interview with Lynn Zellhart, the FBI's lead agent in the case, to be filed in their entirety. Unless Judge R. Gary Klausner allows the depositions to be made public, attorneys for the plaintiffs will have to continue heavily redacting their filings in the case, and that might be sufficient to address the acute legal issues in the lawsuit, but it obviously harms the general public's right to be informed about the bigger issues at stake. Reason magazine, which is doing the reporting here, has been covering the case since the beginning, plans to file its own brief requesting the depositions be unsealed. Quote, if the government is successful, it means the public will have only an incomplete window on what happened here, says an attorney for the Institute of Justice, by the way, great libertarian law firm.
I like those guys.
Representing some of the customers, they told Reason, quote, that flips the public's right of access on its head. And we'll tell you more about what happened in this case. You can share your thoughts as well. The number is 603-283-6160. Again, they just raided this business, which had private safe deposit boxes, and just took a bunch of stuff, apparently without any justification whatsoever for it. They're not talking about it. There's more on the way here, and you can share your thoughts. Again, 603-283-6160. This is free.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You join us here, 603-283-6160, and bring up whatever you want. 603-283-6160. Ian, Nobody, and Chris in the studio here tonight. And, of course, you can join us anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Thanks to Eli123KY, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS Patreon. You can join him over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live and get some cool perks, some benefits for you when you sign up over at amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to James in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, James.
Hey, I know I'm a little off subject, but I was going to talk about a story you and Bonnie and Nikki talked about two nights ago.
Sure, what was that?
I was listening to a re-air about the jail story in Clark County, Indiana.
Oh, the jail, right, where they there were two jail guard, or there was a jail guard who gave the keys to two male inmates to the
one.
Female cell block, and then multiple male inmates went over and commenced to rape and assault in various different ways the women in that cell block, and the jail acted like, well, no one saw this happening. How did this happen? And, you know, pretended to be completely ignorant about it.
Well, what I'm going to say is, I'm totally unsurprised by the events,
mm-hmm.
because that's what I expect, unfortunately. What I am surprised by is how our society has become so complacent that these same people are allowed to eat in restaurants, shop in stores, and generally live next to families and children and people that just want to turn a blind eye to this.
Yeah, when you say these same people, you mean the corrections officers and the administrators of the jail?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They should be driven from society.
Mm.
Right. So one of my famous stories my father would tell me from Milwaukee County was back in the 50s, there was a very corrupt sheriff because you can imagine it was pretty crooked back then. And he'd stretch too far into regular stores and regular people. He turned up floating down the river one day, and the next day there was a new sheriff, and nobody cared.
Well, who's going to miss a corrupt sheriff?
Right.
Sounds like a public service.
What happened? Yeah.
Never found out.
I mean, maybe all of a sudden it's like, oh, there's nothing I could do. What am I going to do? Turn this guy away? He's eating in my restaurant. Well, he's a crooked criminal. Of course you're going to turn him away.
Yeah, you could. You could say, no cops here. No cops allowed. We won't serve you.
That doesn't sound like it would end very well. But
it happened. There was one, I think it was like a leftist bookstore out in, I don't know if it was Portland or Seattle or something, years ago. I mean, they were commies, but they were right about this one where they just refused service to any law enforcement. And that was their right to do that. James, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you and the thoughts. Let's talk to Jack in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Jack.
Yeah, the question for nobody.
You're
okay.
Are you happy today? Because a lot of us listeners listen a lot, actually care. So do you feel kind of relieved?
I'm kind of relieved. I mean, I just had 80% of my net worth stolen, and I had just very little to begin with, so I'm not real happy about that. I'm glad not to have to deal as directly with these psychopaths for a while. I guess that's the main thing. It's exhausting, you know, when you don't have much to begin with, and it's just surviving is an effort. Having these lunatics on your case all the time is just draining.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's this might be a good opportunity to thank the people who contributed to recuperating for with the raids and everything, because that did help in terms of somewhat compensating.
Yeah.
For not necessarily the government's. Well, I guess some of that was stolen money. So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else, Jack?
We're all these crazy callers in this time period of the earth. And there's a lot of people that really care about you guys.
Thanks, Jack.
Worried about all of you.
Appreciate the kind words, and thanks for checking in here tonight.
Yeah.
All right, so a little more here from Reason. So they're reporting on this case where the FBI took a bunch of people's stuff with no reason whatsoever. They raided a business called U.S. Private Vaults, and Reason reported that there are substantial constitutional issues raised by this raid that ought to worry any American concerned about privacy. Before raiding the business, the FBI built a lengthy case against U.S. Private Vaults owners who have been charged with several crimes. But the business's hundreds of customers were viewed as guilty by association, and the FBI's affidavit seeking permission to seize the safe deposit boxes stored at their office relied on sweeping generalizations rather than specific allegations of wrongdoing. Importantly, the warrant authorizing the raid explicitly forbade the FBI from seizing the safe deposit boxes or their contents. But
see, I don't understand how they can publicly justify if they went in and just stole stuff that they were not authorized to take. Why are they not in prison?
Okay, this is the hilarious part. They were authorized to seize the thing that the boxes were on, but not the boxes themselves.
God.
And this is why it was like they have like a defense, even though it explicitly said they cannot search the boxes themselves.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, there's some states, I guess, that have locked themselves into contracts with private prisons that require them to keep these prisons full.
That's right.
And I think what we should do is, to the extent that those contracts are enforceable, great. Fill them up with law enforcement. Fill them up with legislators. Fill them up with politicians. Fill them up with the scum of the earth.
Agents seize hundreds of safe deposit boxes anyway, then opened them and rifled through their contents under the guise of cataloging the items. That effort seems to have been a little more than a fishing expedition in search of additional criminality, and attorneys for the victims of the FBI's warrantless search...
What do they need more criminality for? It sounds like they had plenty of criminality.
Just looking at their own office. Yeah. Are now asking that all records created by that effort be destroyed. Why do the depositions matter to all this? The interviews with the head agent and other officers who authorized the raid could clarify key aspects of its planning and execution. Some of that might not matter to the lawsuits, but it would give the public a better view of why the FBI believed they had the authority to conduct the privacy-violating seizures. For example, the information provided by Jesse Murray, the head of the forfeiture unit at the L.A. field office, could give public vital insights into how the FBI views its powers to seize and forfeit private property, but there's no way for the average person to get that information now. In a brief filed Monday, prosecutors made no substantial claims about why the information in the four depositions should be kept secret. Instead, they argued that a customary practice means the only pages of depositions filed as part of the legal record would be those specifically cited in the plaintiff's opening briefs. In other words, if attorneys for the plaintiffs agree to limit the pages of transcripts filed, they would be able to unredact the citations in their briefs. In return, the rest of the depositions would remain confidential. So that's a little confusing to me, but apparently they're trying to cut some kind of a deal to where some pages would be allowed public, but the rest of them would remain sealed. But why keep
is that saying that the people who are suing, but the people it would be revealed, but not the people who are not suing?
Somehow the attorneys for the plaintiffs would agree to limit the number of pages filed. They would be able to unredact certain citations.
Yeah.
In return for the rest of the
It seems very unclear.
It's very scummy, very sneaky sounding. But why keep any part secret? The public has a right to know how the plan to raid the vaults unfolded, particularly in light of the ruling last year in a related case that the FBI had provided no factual basis for the seizures. Separately, in a ruling that denied the government's attempt to get a lawsuit over the seized items dismissed, Klausner found the government's case against private vaults customers was not based on, quote, anything more than pure conjecture. Yeah.
There is some information that I think should be redacted, and that
like
is...
Like the names of the customers?
Specifically the names of the customers and the contents of their boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Their privacy has already been violated, and that should not be compounded by then publishing what they found in these violations.
That makes sense.
But
that's not what they're trying to
protect.
But
the government doesn't have a right to secrets. The government is supposed to be servants of the people. Obviously, they're not. They're slave masters.
You laugh, but that really is how it's supposed to be.
But they don't act like servants.
No, they don't.
No. They are the master.
Yeah.
We are the slaves. They hold the whips.
And we are out of time for tonight. You can join us tomorrow night online between now and then. You can find us online over at freetalklive.com. By the way, now that nobody is off of his restrictions from pretrial, he can be back on social media. So once you're back, we'll announce it here on Free Talk.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.